Hey there, it's Dallas, and this is Dallas Discusses, the anime podcast. It is great to see you all again, and I hope you're having a wonderful week and have a wonderful Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. Without further ado, I would like to just get into what I'm going to talk about today, because for me, it is a really deep topic. And that is Gon from Hunter x Hunter. I want to give a huge disclaimer, so you can have your time to click off now. If you have not finished Hunter x Hunter, or you just don't care to finish it, like you don't care about spoilers, you should probably click off, because I'm not going to be holding back any information. So I'll give you a second to just leave. Alright, awesome. So this episode is going to be about Gon and a character analysis and his dehumanization. It's mostly focusing on Gon, but I will bring up other characters in parallel. So that's another disclaimer. So let's get into it. So Gon. He is initially seen as a childish character. He's motivated and wants what he wants, but he is clearly a child. Like, in the Hunter exam and in the Heaven's Arena arc, you don't forget that Gon is 12. It's not hard. Whereas with Killua, for example, you may kind of forget that he is 12 because he's so mature, whereas Gon isn't. Gon, he is very animal-like, like a dog, if you will. And to me, a dog is the epitome of innocence, which Gon is as well. His initial character design also really adds to this childlike innocence he has, because you can clearly tell he's a little boy when you see him. He's brave in the sense that he'll do anything without thinking about it. He's reckless, not brave. I think that's a common misconception of Gon, is that he has this amazing sense of bravery. He just doesn't have any conscience. He has a very gray area of his morals, and he has no self-preservation skills. Living on somewhere like Whale Island probably wouldn't allow you to have many self-preservation skills, in my opinion, because you are living in this remote area, fending for yourself, which, yeah, you'll learn how to live, but you'll also learn to be reckless, which you see in the situation where he gets, I can't remember what animal it was, but when Kite originally saves him. So that is just my basic overview of Gon's personality as a whole. Obviously, we see this change. I started to see a change near the end of the Yorknew arc. Like, he began to lose some of that innocence, which is really sad, because you stop seeing him as this baby, and start seeing him for the hunter that he is. I think in Green Island, some of his childlike wonder is restored, because he's in a video game. I understand that. But then in the Chimera Ant arc, it just all goes completely to hell. Gon witnessing Kite die was akin to seeing his own father die, because that was the closest everything he had to a father, even though he only knew Kite for a very limited amount of time, it still was a very father-like figure to him because he knew Jean. Seeing Kite, I mean, he didn't necessarily die in front of Gon, but everyone knew he did. That took away his emotional immaturity, and really toughened him up. But we still cannot pin him as brave. He is still extremely reckless, and his morals are still extremely gray. That's where revenge comes into play. Gon is so fueled by vengeance, he cannot see anything else. He totally loses sight of everyone except Neferpito, which is really a shame, especially for Killua, because he treated Killua like nothing, and that shows that Gon is not the wonderful childlike being that we made him out to be. He's not this loyal dog anymore. Another thing, which it just came to me, in the beginning of the show, his sense of smell, and again, animal-like senses, are highlighted strongly, especially in the hunter exam. But as the show goes on, those abilities are overshadowed by his Nenus that could be purposeful or could be just an overlook. Just like his fishing pole, once he got Nen, that was like, you know, just gone. I can't exactly like speak on behalf of the writer, obviously, but I think it was purposeful. I think that Gon lost his animal-like innocence, his childlike innocence, once he got into the Chimera Ant arc. He is seen as a child by people like Hisoka, like Pom, like Nov, but he was seen as very mature to people like Kite. I think that's because he saw Jean in him. But these people are all still viewing him as a child, which is such an interesting perspective, because when you think about it, everyone has an extremely different view on Gon. They all usually hold him in a high light because he is extremely talented and an extremely good fighter. I obviously will not take that away from him. But if you were to ask every single person that was involved with him in the Chimera Ant arc, I feel like you would get a separate testimony from each, especially those close to him. But I just kind of wanted to add that in there. That was sort of a tangent, I suppose. But back to our main talk of revenge with Gon. He was very revenge-driven in the Chimera Ant arc. He wanted to kill Neferpito, because he wanted closure to see if Kite was dead. I mean, and then once he found out he was, that was all he could do, was kill Neferpito. But I don't think that was healthy for Gon. I think he was being extremely selfish without realizing it. But again, this is where you begin to forget he's a 13-year-old boy. Because I'm shaming him for being selfish, but he is still prepubescent. He is obviously going to be selfish in some ways. But moving on, when he fought Neferpito, and turned into his adult self, that said a lot, because he was obviously using enough of that mindset of an adult to be an adult. So he really did lose his childhood there. I think that if the anime and manga continue, it's going to be very evident that Gon isn't the same anymore after that incident. I think that him using his power to become an adult will have totally changed his life. We're not going to ever see the same Gon we knew. We'll see flashes of him, like when he hugs Leorio after he gets out of the hospital. There will be moments where we will get a hint of that old Gon, but he was forced to give up that emotional immaturity. Another thing I wanted to touch on was that everyone around Gon grew while he lost himself. A really, really good example for this is Neferpito gaining their humanity, along with Yuppie and Poof. I believe they gained humanity as well, and of course Miriam and all four of them did gain humanity, but I think that Gon lost it. He lost his empathy. He lost his compassion. Again, signs that I relate to a dog. He lost those. He became more and more morally gray to morally dark. While Neferpito and the rest of the ants rose above that and began to be almost human. I feel like we all began to see Miriam as human near the end. But to me, what Gon was doing to Neferpito was inhumane. I don't want people to take this as I don't like Gon. I respect Gon. I respect what he was doing. But if I'm being 100% honest, I don't like him as much as I did. I mean, I respect him for standing up for what he believed in, but I think the way he did it was inhumane. That is my personal opinion. I could talk about vengeance and revenge in anime forever and talk about how unhealthy it is. That's initially what this podcast was going to be about. Was going to be revenge, but I just couldn't articulate those thoughts because I have such strong opinions on it, so I'm going to have to script it a little bit better and talk about that another time. Anyway, that is my whole analysis of Gon and Gon's character development. An overall rating of his character development, because I will be doing more of these in the future, I give his character an 8 out of 10. I think some things might have been skipped over, but the manga isn't finished, so I also can't speak to that. I think he's a good character. I think the anime would be completely different, maybe even better if Killua was the main character, or Leorio, or Kurapika. I think those would be four totally different perspectives that I would love to see. I mean, of course I would love to see Leorio. He's my favorite character, but yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to give a quick little update on what I was watching, what I'm doing. So I'm going to spend the last 2 minutes of this episode just talking about that sort of thing. So I finished a few animes since the last time we've talked. I finished Devilman, Kakegurui, and I'm watching Kill la Kill right now. One of my really good friends bought me a Hunter x Hunter and a Kakegurui manga for my birthday, so I'm gonna be reading those. So I'm really excited about that. I think there's gonna be an episode about Kill la Kill pretty soon. And my next anime I'm watching is The Promised Neverland, so I hope you're all hyped for that. Because I'm sure, since it seems like a really deep anime, I'm sure there's going to be an episode about that as well. Anyway, I am going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening. I know this wasn't my best articulated episode. I just have a lot of strong feelings about Gon. I will see you all very soon. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. Bye.